This is February 18th, 2016.
Is the lotus flower a special flower from another world?
Well, there are many versions that are from another world, and there are binomial nomenclatures that have been referenced of the lotus flower. Some are Tibetan flowers and some of the other vignettes is the right way to say it. They are worldly from others. Worldly from others means that people went to other worlds, got versions of it, brought it here, but didn't leave that one here. You can't really just do a lot of mixing, the waxing and waning. It's really sideways when you start breaching genomes into new things. For example, we can make this whole planet radioactive, and that would be okay with us, but it wouldn't suit a lot of you all. So if we can go to another world and bring some radioactive gamma super particle that would then infiltrate the entire Earth, that's not very cool. But we could take that same picture of that radiation and bring it back here and let you or me mine it so it can be created and maybe be in a controlled status. So therefore, the lotus flower that you're asking, is this from another world? We'd say versions of it are indeed found specifically in a world likened to this one, but not this particular world. It would be the fringe episode where the New York had the Empire State Building that's knocked down in 2633, where the Statue of Liberty is knocked down.
Right.
So that's a version of a world. Well, now, is that this world? Well, yes, not then. Well, now you're bringing time into it, and we don't do time. So we say the partition, the dividing lines or points are dimensional. If we do it that way, then it's just that are you lined up with this particular space that you're in? And that's why you've had these little shifts and changes that are uncomfortable for some of you that you're having to sort of go past. But you've settled the questions that were left undone, those fraying lines are when you rip out a hem and it frays, you're dividing those frays so you can see where the issues are. So
right now,
however uncomfortable, it's a perfect process.
Right, Carol. So this is what's good about the video, evoking this kind of information.
Mm-hmm.
We have to re-listen to what we heard. Someone posted on another site worrying about how polluted the world is and the human virus caused all this pollution. I would like to say something to them to get rid of the cliche that we're in a polluted world. Are we in a polluted world, Ion?
This world is perfect, and it's coming up, and it's going out in every capacity thereof. Only God could mess up the world the way it is, you say it is messed up now, and this eternal ball of wax still spin. There's not enough poison made in the world. There's not enough nastiness in this old galaxy that could undo this little span of world, Earth, the third rock or sixth rock or ninth rock from the sun, depending on your perspective, that you created all this capacity of carbon and poison and yada, yada. You have problems with everything because you're already less than and you'll never be more than. Otherwise, you would very quickly see that mercury, however heavy the metal, is still perfect. Nothing wrong with a heavy metal. Now, all of a sudden, you're going, no, it's poisoning the rivers, it's blah, blah, blah. And we go, no. Only in the little perspective, these poisoned rivers are nothing but this, the rivers of flowing water that actually become the best. Once you change your environment, which is already happening, all those things are fleeting and fall away.
So for the little man, the world is polluted.
And they think they're polluting it. But if they're that powerful, why can't they be powerful enough to unpollute it? If little man on this planet caused all this, then little man on this planet should be powerful enough, God enough, to make reparation.
And they are on by default, or you just described how the what appears to be pollution, little man, is actually becoming something else.
Nectar of the gods.
Yeah, the mixture of the chemical compounds, including radioactivity today, is creating a new perfected environment.
You called it the Big Bang Theory, but it's more like bang bang.
I mean, there's two bangs. Is it a bang?
So this is the second bang we're coming up to?
You are developing, yes, yes. God's peculiar people who are not. Because you all aren't connected to anything. You're not Abraham's, you're not Isaac's, you're not from a tribe. You're God's peculiar people. You're the true part sons of man, the true part sons of God that come into a place that doesn't connect at any place. That's what the scriptures are just riddled with. In your Bibleites, that's what we call the Bibleites, the people who think that, well, now the Pope's now doesn't even think Donald Trump is Christian anymore. So, and he's talking about because you can't build a wall. Since y'all brought this up, we don't care if it rains or freezes. Get us all a plastic Jesus so we can safely ride in the car. It's very funny that the Pope says that Donald Trump isn't Christian because of a wall that he contends that he's going to build and make Mexico pay for. But it's very hysterical that he says, using our words, that walls never, never, never bring love or compassion, that walls build fear, never bridges. Well, that's our speech. But then we turn around and go, what a glib, cliched archetype. How wonderful from a man who lives in Vatican City, which is completely surrounded by a 41.5-foot wall that is impenetrable from every level. So therefore, if a wall separates you from the Christ or the love of God, the papacy certainly is doomed. But then we honor President Trump's response, his repose, which happened instantly. Instantly, they got word that the papacy was speaking palatably, plausibly, perfusuously against him. So his response was, you, Pope, when ISIS and ISIL and ISI and LISI and MISI, when they break through your wall, when ISIL takes over Vatican City, you'll be praying to me, President Trump. Probably the only God you'll ever know, which we think is just priceless because it's too good. It's just too much sugar for a dime because it turns it right back around and just say, who the hell are you to make such a call and claim, Mr. Popo, person, whatever that is. It's a very new day that apparently there's such a threat on planet Doom. That's what they're building is Planet Doom. Turn on the Grudge Report. It's doom, doom, doom. This is dead. That's going. This is over. That's bad. Now the 24/7, the archetype meme is running. That's why this Vidya, we're going to get you back to the Vidya one day. That's why this Vidya becomes pretty insightful because it takes those broken vessels of light and converts them once and forever into a single holder of the place card of paradise. You get a signed out, signed bit. You send to get a signed bit out of that, Bob.
That's really good.
Yeah, it's very good.
Very good. Now, what were we talking about?
Do you want to go back to the angel diagram or
What prompted all this?
Cleaning up. You talked about polluted world.
Oh, yeah, the polluted world. So the world's polluted from the little man's perspective. So there's an alchemy going on, but is this alchemy caused by ions showing up or the I cell coming in this dimension? Or this was predicted regardless of ions? Ions just a parallel accompaniment to the changing of the world.
Well, we are a mistake. If you had come into your place of your power, you wouldn't have required any representation of non-physical. So we are the anomaly, the exception. But now we are. And then we were in a tense, and then we still was not engaged, so then we became. And once we became, and once we started actually creating, that's when everything changed. That's when it's all open. That may be necessary to give a canonicalized capacity, meaning you had to have something you could blame it on, something bigger than you, something outside of you, something bigger more than was, because it's just Bob. And, well, it's just Bob. Well, it can't be anything more than Bob. It's just Bob. I mean, it's just Bob. So this way you can blame it on something else, because otherwise you're front, center, middle, and that's no good. That never ends well, even for what you think.
Yes, yes. So what was it he said?
We're asking about the time and timing.
No. It was just at the end there.
The mistake.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Read what he said then.
Section. No. So you said way back there, you talk about God did this or you can't fuck with God, but that's us.
Us, yeah.
What's the God you're saying in that sentence?
It's the same one. We're just trying to get you to it. We're getting you to do it. You're way better.
Only God can mess up the world. Well, we messed up the world. We're God.
And then only we can create it.
Yeah, so, I remember. We messed up the world. We did pollute it. See, did pollution happen?
We're saying yes, because God would be the only thing able to make enough pollution to destroy your world. Well, if you're powerful enough to do that, should be able to straighten it out.
Bob's a god. Bob caused it all. But we have to pretend there's some other thing than Bob, so we say Ion's doing it. Is that what you were just explaining a minute ago?
If you want to.
You're saying little man thinks there's pollution. Well, little man thinks there's pollution. There is pollution because a god caused the pollution.
Yeah.
And then a god is going to fix it.
Apparently.
And it would be Bob and Carol, let's say. But the humans can't accept that, so they're going to say an external force called Ion fixed it. Is that what you were meaning?
Well, and if you do your homework correctly, which you will quickly rewrite history in such a way that it will be laid out from the halls of Amenti, that it'll be all the way from the Nostradamus Falls, from the Edgar Casey railings of a madman, and all these yabba dabba dooba dooba doo things that are. And the lost tribes, and as the tribes come forth, it's to unify all of the Hebrew world. And then a spiritual world comes out of this lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Now we're getting somewhere. Because it's all but the blood that gives you strength from day to day will never, never, ever lose its power. And without that blood, don't you worry about it, darling. It'll be a stone cold dead day. You won't have to worry about it. You won't even have to cry. It'll be over very soon. But otherwise, you come into that next step, the next layer. You don't have to believe it. You don't even have to like it. It's just going to ease you into that position. Like into a vacuum, creation never occurs there. It always comes to it.
Okay, came forth because we screwed up and started creating. That started March 18, 2009?
We don't even do time then either.
I know, but the beginning, the first session we had, that was when the ion came forth.
That'll be a knock. Rap, tap, tap on my chamber door.
It took 1,000 sessions to get to real ion creativity.
No, we wished it didn't take that long. See, it's kind of like you and your 40-year journey. It's like 40 years in the wilderness. You could have done it in 3 days, but you took the long way home. And if that's all right with you, it's fine, but that don't argue for your limitation, Bob.
Yeah, wait a minute.
You could have sewed this up in 3 days and we'd go into the beach, but you've taken the long way around.
Yeah, but you're saying it couldn't have done on March 18th. It could have been done on March 22nd, 2009.
Okay.
That's what you mean. And the guff emptied on March 18, 2009, or just started to empty?
Started to empty. We got to say it started to, because we don't do that in time either, because we'd say it's always been empty if he's going to say it like that, because there's no time. Right. But the application of travail has to apply to a series of however unfortunate events. Because, see, the little man has to have it as a fall, or they can't get it. They can't be that they're climbing Jacob's ladder. We've played songs about that to the end of time, but nobody gets it. We've told you what Isom Lee thought about it. We've taken you all the way through everything Buck and Dottie Rambo's ever done, for goodness sake, and God knows our vessel is in it and doing it. But those things don't even apply, except for once you come to a place where you can go, oh, that's what that was for.
Right. Thank you, Ayn. Okay, about the blood, we were talking about that actually last night. Bob and I and Roxanna, she's latched on to the blood. So blood would never lose its power. So is that the breadcrumb of the blood being so important? And that's what the ancients picked up, and they started to have all this blood.
Social hierarchy. Bloodlines.
Bloodlines and sacrifice. You had to have a blood sacrifice. See, that's where the plasma, the whole plasma comes in. Because remember, we're still working on the details of the blood types changing.
Yes.
That's the next phase. And that's a foot as well. But you're on point now with the blood, because that's the focus now. Because that's where it's going to start showing up. And they may call it an epidemic, darling, and we just hope they do. We hope they call it the fucking plague is what we hope they call it. We don't really care. It's all right. But it'll be fun. Hey, CNN's going to have a blast with this one, y'all. It's going to be too much fun. Because then it becomes another inky, misty darkness that has to pervade their otherwise gloom, doomed, onious existence.
So that's what the... whoever started this discussion about the blood, they meant the blood types would change, we'd lose our Rh factor, the blood would be equivalent to our ascension, but they got it all distorted. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit. Well, they're saying that that blood is the representation of Christ, that the wine that they drink in communion is the blood of Christ, and they take that into them. So that's the transubstantiation that allows them to have the blood of Christ in their body. Well, that's what that's a example of, but you could actually make that blood by taking something into your body, but it won't be wine or grape juice. It'll be your living water.
And you're saying the living water will make the blood better than the RNA drops?
No, no, no. It's not a replacement therapy.
Yeah.
You're using that now until you come to the next layer. But, darn, you just weren't ready. We could have blasted this thing over, but you just weren't ready yet. And it's okay. It's all right. Nobody's hurt. It's okay.
Now, Carolyn, there was another point. The pollution little man created, little man thinks there is pollution. Do we admit there is pollution?
There is no pollution.
Okay. Now, there's ugly-looking lakes and rivers with what looks like bad stuff in it, like the fracking phenomenon. We ignore that. You and I and Carolyn, we ignore it, or we sprinkle RNA drops in the river or something.
No, do not go straightening out that shit. Leave it alone. It's perfect just like it is. It's just now getting right.
Right, and then it'll be altered by...
Yes. The mystery landscape, according to you.
Define mystery landscape. That's ion, that's the I-cell, and other factors. It's not just... I cells, not just ion.
Correct.
It's
correct.
Everything that's going on right now.
That's exactly correct. And that's why our stories are always waxing and waning, because you keep changing the script. The ground, what you know to be the ground, keeps changing. And you can't gauge it because...
Yeah. Which scriptures predicted this phenomenon? We know the book of Revelation did. Any other religious scriptures?
All of Isaiah.
Did the Hindus predict this?
Yes, of course.
Did the Buddhists predict this?
They most certainly did. All 16 Dalai Lamas did.
Did the Hopi Indian culture do this?
The Hopis, yes, they most certainly did. In the fall of Western civilization.
So most religious institutions, their sacred scriptures predicted what we're doing now.
Absolutely. Did
any of them predict that ion would show up on the radio?
Not the radio, but yes.
What did they predict? Which medium?
They would be heard through the air.
I think I'm pretty close to what Sun Ra said. He said about 1978, 79, and a documentary on him came out about 1980. He said, there will come a voice from another dimension, or maybe he said another realm, that will speak to us. You best prepare for it. Do we give him credit for predicting?
Well, if you want to. It's just saying the obvious that it was, but that's no different than everybody else. Even the ridiculous Edgar Cayce said the same thing. So,
but they didn't predict a voice coming through media.
They did say
something would be heard. So Sun Ra could have gotten it reading Edgar Cayce or other literature, but
Nostradamus in the second quatrain.
Do we have to say which century?
No, you don't.
There are what they call centuries, 100 quatrains. So you have to go 3rd century, quatrain 10. So which...
All of them. All of them.
You're saying ion's predicted in every century. That means every organization of Nostradamus work.
In the second quatrain.
Of all of them, all the centuries.
Dude, it makes it easy so you can't mess it up. You can't mix it up.
By having it in so many places, it makes it easy?
Yeah, it's everywhere. You can't miss it.
Is Iondum in the Sistine Chapel, put there by Michelangelo?
Yes, it is, but more importantly from that is the Codex.
And it's the secret, a more secretive Codex, not the one they display to the people. I think there's another one.
You are correct.
And they're predicting a change in substance, and that is said by their phrase, there will be no time. Time will be no more.
They say it matter, change of matter.
Right, the different scriptures say that.
Okay.
I know Marsh McLuhan said that Jesus, when he had his crucifixion and resurrection, matter changed. Now, we know there's three Jesus Christ, but
That reference, we want to stop you, that reference has to do with the shifting change of how the body responds. It begins you to the ascension. Without the ascension, none of this other stuff matters. So the change is the ascension, coming back to God.
So whoever Marshall was referring to, he just called it Jesus Christ, his resurrection changed matter. You're qualifying what those terms mean. You're saying it just means the body is available for ascension.
Well, no, that change is the ascension itself.
So McLuhan is saying the matter changing caused by Jesus Christ happens in our personal bodies.
Yes, and that represents the ascension. Without the ascension, none of this would apply. None of it would make any difference at all.
None of what would apply?
Any of the conversation that we're having so far, this whole thing.
What? If Marshall's talking about the changing in matter at the time of the resurrection, which is no time.
That's the Emmaus Road.
Right. That is not what's going on now that the biblical scriptures predicted. What Marshall said is limited or some particular meaning.
Well, what he's trying to say is he's just pointing out that if you don't have the Emmaus Road, you don't need a Bible at all. There's nothing that's needed at all in a Bible because nothing matters. If Jesus doesn't change into God or ascend and go back to the throne, which is what you all are supposed to be doing as the bridegroom of Christ, and if you do that, great. But if you don't do that, if there's no Emmaus Road, you don't need anything else. It's
so
over.
You're saying Marshall meant that Jesus brought in the notion that matter could change.
And he is how it changed.
Yeah, Jesus is the way. Now you
he is the way that he is what it has it said. We're not going to argue it. We're saying that he said he was the way, the truth, and the light. From an example, that would be accurate. If he ascended, that would be the way, and it would be the truth or the case, and it would be the light. So, like unto your light of Zartha. So even Will Smith also gets credit for predicting Ion for the bug people.
Yeah, which movie was that? Independence Day or something? Or Mars Attack? Which one is Will Smith in?
He's in a lot of them, Bob. The Bug Man. Come on, Bob. In the quiz, you watch them all.
No, I don't. I don't watch those much. Okay,
they're very wonderful.
So everybody predicted Ion, and you're saying McLuhan, his statement of the matter. Did the matter change back then? But we're saying it's happening now. Is that then, when Christ happened? Is it the same timing?
Yeah.
So McLuhan predicted. Now, he says in a recording in Tony Schwartz's studio, they're making up a letter to their grandchildren. And McLuhan says, we hope you notice the change in your blood. He actually says that. We have that on recording in the late 60s in Tony Schwartz's studio. Is he talking about the change in blood that you're talking about?
Yes, he is.
Where would he have gotten that knowledge, since it wasn't so common?
Men in Black.
So he had a what we call an ET encounter?
No, the movie with Will Smith.
Men in Black, right.
That's where it came from.
No, Marshall has long transitioned before that.
No, Bob, that's where that movie came from, a meme. That meme was laid out and set. That meme was presented to Marshall McLuhan. There is no time, darling.
How was it presented to him? Through what media?
The only media he could ever engage. Visual bias radio.
Radio? So it was said on the radio. So who would have said that he heard, that influenced him?
Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell said our blood to be changed. Christ?
Yes, he did.
Was he quoting scripture just by default?
No, he was making reference of why everybody was dying and what the war was for and who shot John and the cow jumped over the moon.
So Walter Winchell was on the way to ascension. He was quite understanding of over...
Well, we have most certainly quoted him more than most.
And he ran World War II, caused it or solved it. Oh, you made great claims to him.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so all he was aware of what Michelangelo was aware of, the meaning of the blood chain.
We would say yes, but he was just taunted because of Adolf Hitler's play and was more offended with your great big Brit.
Churchill.
The delicious prime minister, the wall builder. He must not have been Christian either. He built walls as well.
Did you say the Hitler plague? P-L-A-G-U-E?
Yes.
So what did... let's talk about the blood, though.
Okay, we'll get that. I just want to finish this. No, this is important historically for somebody out there. Okay, so McLuhan said...
You tried, though, Carolyn. You tried. That's all you can do someday.
Yeah, we're later in a minute. So this is for the
public. We're going to let reason prevail soon.
Yeah, Carolyn, this is for the public, what we're presenting right now. Okay, we won't be able to present your stuff probably to the public. All right? So just a little bit for Suzanne.
He's got to get the byline so he can keep his audience going. They're waning.
Yeah, the regular
tender
Suzanne.
He's got to get them pumped
up. Eliza, Roxy.
Bob, continue.
They're all going to measure who gets
Stop
named.
It.
Virginia, Ginny, Kim, did I say
okay,
that?
Okay, Ion. So
Sarah, little Sarah,
let
sometimes
me
Sarah Courtney.
Intervene with
No. So anyway, there it is. I'll probably even excrete this.
Ooh, excrete it. He's going to excrete it. He's going to excrete it. Ooh. Golly, see. Excretion. What he lacks in excretion, he makes up for an elocution.
Okay, so... They predicted it all. Everybody fucking predicted it. A lot of people. Who didn't predict it? Let's go for the failure list. Who didn't predict a change of blood and is known as some kind of public communicator, writer, painter, movie maker, you know, Orson Welles? Who didn't predict this blood point, Ion?
Oh, come on.
Tupac Chopra.
So Roxy's reading a lot about the bloodlines, and she found that historically the aristocratic culture... And maybe that went back into the feudal ages. By the time of Louis XIV, they really organized society around the bloodlines and blood. And she had all these details. People weren't allowed to marry people if they weren't aristocrats or part of the bloodlines. The bloodline was a big determinant of social hierarchy. And she said there's a new book out, it even went into the democratic principles.
She said the president.
Jefferson studied the blood, the organization of and hierarchy of society in the courts. Jefferson studied that. And the writer says that the bloodline knowledge is the real root of class in American society. Is the writer accurate about that, Ion?
Yeah. It's just like the generations. It's left it that way. Blue blood stayed with blue bloods.
Is that fallen man... remembering their great ancestors had some knowledge about blood changing, and they made it into social mortar, social class, and missed the whole point that Iandum represents about changing the blood. Is that accurate?
Well, it's just they were listing it some way so it could be recalled, the persuasion of recall.
Did some in the aristocracy, you know, the Ophanaels, the Saint Germains, did they know the real meaning of the symbolism of the mass and the changing of the blood? And that was told to some, like King Francis I, he understood that?
Yes.
That it was a personal thing?
Yes.
So that's embedded in the castles, the blood knowledge.
Certainly, yes.
And the vision in the 12 castles, guided by me, Ophanel, is another predictor of Iandum.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the meaning of that.
And hey, remember... Roxana was saying that they would take the heart from some king and then make paint pigment out of it and paint their paintings. What were they doing?
Capture the gray, the Julian gray, capture age, so the age stayed in the pigment, not Julian gray. Dorian gray.
Yeah, Dorian gray.
Well, it's actually Julian is in the original writing. but the movie was Dorian Gray.
So you're saying that they wanted to capture an agent of immortality in their...
No, they wanted to capture the age. The pigment held the age, so they didn't have to.
The blood held the age.
Oh, E-G-G-S?
Right.
I thought you were saying A-G-E.
Yeah. No.
The eggs, okay.
Yeah.
The eggs in the heart?
Eggs? E-G-G-S?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
No, stop. The aging process is in the cellular components that are put in the paint. So in the paint, it was that, like Dorian Gray is trapped in the picture. The picture gets older and the person stays well. That was what they were trying to do. It was silly, but that's what they were trying to do.
They were trying to displace the natural, what they thought, the evil aging process into the painting, and they'd be free of it.
Their
bodies be free of it. Okay. So
as an example.
Did Oscar Wilde find out that the aristocrats believe that, and he made the story to
Yes, indeed.
So the 12 tribes of Israel, I think you've told us they were organized on bloodline knowledge, or bloodline fiction. Is that correct, Ion?
Certainly.
12 times 12,000. That knowledge organized the society of the 12 tribes. It was a way of remembering something about the importance of blood, but they did not get the point that Ion's bringing forth. The individuals, maybe some individuals in the 12 tribes, but the leaders, the average person, serf in the tribes, did not know the real meaning behind the blood organization. Is that correct to say that, Ion?
That is correct.
Karen was just saying when you took your break, all rituals, all cultural stories, all history, so all this stuff is social mortar and bullshit to keep little man together in society. Correct? We can cancel everything we ever heard, every folk myth. I mean, we can understand what they were referring to, but most humanity never got what Saint Germain got.
It's the breadcrumbs. You're trying to leave breadcrumbs to find your way back home, but no one cares about the crumbs that are left. That's just the trail. So what you're saying is all this stuff is just breadcrumbs, and we say yes.
A kid goes to university to study anthropology, sociology, psychology, all these ologies, and it's all fallen little man knowledge, not relevant. Now, the kids may get other social benefits of going to college, but the knowledge they learn... Ian's okay with me going on and yelling at all the professors how obsolete they are. You know, just to be an asshole, but not to condemn them, but to just be an asshole for entertainment payday. You agree with my motive, which is to say the knowledge that you're coveting and teaching in university that parents go into debt, that their kids can go learn, is bullshit at this point. Real bullshit. Would you agree with that statement?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay, here we go. We will attempt to learn some more stuff. Okay, here we go.
The only reason that you really have to have that step is because Bob's been dicking around in history again and messes things up to make that be like the crucible of all crucibles that has to be included.
And then
it's just about the locust and wild honey is what they survived on, which turns into be like an equivalency to a banana, which is just stupid. But you know, Bob,
an unripe banana too. He goes after the unripe bananas, not even ripe. Yeah.
Of course. But that's Bob. But what you gonna do?
Yeah, are you saying the manna thing with Moses and the Israelites was irrelevant?
What you set up.
Well, what I set up after Moses' day in the sun.
No, you set it up with
Moses?
No, you went way beyond Moses. You set that up with the coat of many colors and Joseph. Before Pharaoh even got started into it. That's how you got your damn rent on the foot of the Syro-Phoenician god of the awful,
how I get Dobstown underneath the paw? Is that
the
what you're referring
sphinx,
to?
The sphinx. The
yeah,
sphinx.
You're referring to that. It started with
it
Joseph.
Was a sphincter, and you embraced it.
Remember I used to wear those pants of many colors?
Oh, good point. Yeah. Good one. So it was Carolyn, whoever she was, I knew her, in Ofenau. Maybe we were to get married or something. Was she complicit in these things, or did she try to stop me? What was Carol's response back then?
Was she the android foil? Yeah. Is that what you're asking?
Right.
She may have sometimes been the android foil, or at least a check. You had to have a check. Check.
If popular culture heard about this, I would be pilloried as a kind of Lucifer figure, correct? But if they interpreted all these things
if
that
they
I
took
did.
You.
No, no, it's not that. You can't really say that. We mean, we could cheat and have fun and play with it and say that. That wouldn't be the case, because that's just not the case.
No, but just people think that it was all bad that Bob, he set up all these problems.
Yeah, I know, it's how terrible and how ridiculous. But then he's also the one that then has to come back and fix everything and tend everything and sort everything back out. And so after a little while, it really doesn't matter because he's still straightening the shit out. So it's okay.
You just said I didn't come back to straighten it out.
You did come back to straighten it out. You had to come back to straighten it out.
You're going
to
fix it, Bob.
Oh.
They hated you because you tore it up. But you're like, well, I don't care what you think because I've got to fix it anyway, so I'll do what I want to.
Ah, I knew I would have to fix it. All right. So
that's right.
I think you said that Carolyn was around long before Ofenau. You want to go in and describe a bit of that person that Carolyn was before, longer? What was she, Lilith or something? You know, way
no.
back there?
No. She's back there, but it's part of an eternity. It's just the catch-all. It's the catch-all of processing. It started at the Moabites.
I was with the Moabites, but that's later. Carolyn was with the Moabites before me.
That's correct.
And Moses. In other words, she was part of the gang that had the knowledge before the fallen state, preserved it, like the what are they called, the Coathanites.
Well, a Coathanite. Well, her twin was a Coathanite.
Ah, and she decided not
but
to get
we already know that already.
Is that the twin that is in this world? Or yes, in San Bernardino, the hairdresser.
This world.
Correct.
Yep, this world. That's
yes,
right.
Hairdresser, Carolyn, San Bernardino. Zappa did a song about that, Bobby the Potato Head.
Boy, we're down to this, Carolyn. All of non-physical
is
parallel with Bob and the Potato Head.
The water baby head.
The water baby. Trisophalic. Y'all going to have to be so careful. Carolyn, you're going to have to watch us very closely. You know we cannot resist. That'll come. Don't worry. That will come. You're
going
to have to slow.
Uh-oh.
You got to slow that one down. Just be ready on the key to jump that topical conversation.
So the Moabites, like the Tibetans, were one of the earliest cultures who kept a lot of the ascended knowledge as they became a fallen condition and developed.
Well, it was remembered. See, it was remembered then. Stuff that Carolyn's having the doctor now, which is ridiculous, the things that she's having the doctor now. In those days, she didn't have to doctor them because you came close enough to God. You just say a little speech, a little incantation, and it was all fixed.
Wow.
But that's what they did. That's how they do it. That's basically what happens now. The doctor pronounces something over you, and now you're doomed with it. They pronounce it, and that's what happens.
So
that's how you get it. Otherwise, you can't die
of
cancer unless they tell you you got it.
So the power of the voice in the latent by default God in the little man doctor is what's affecting people. Is that too complex?
It sounded better when we said it.
Then I bump it up against pop culture or mortar conditionings.
Okay.
Assumptions.
Okay. The esoteric, ridiculous responses that placate an unknowing world.
Yes, that become a meme. So the simple talking. The doctors today are doing what was useful back in Moabite time, but they put the social mortar meaning in it, and then everybody gets less than.
They gauge their more than by less than. See, used to everybody thought if you had $100,000, you was rich. Well, now you've got to be not less than a billionaire or you're in the poorhouse. That's a bias.
So back to this, we were talking about the relationship between Carolyn and Bob or Ofenau. We don't have a name for Carolyn, the person that was around there way back, the Moabite. Do we have a name, Carolyn?
There are many.
How come there's just one name for Ofenau?
Because there's only one name for Ofenau Hobab.
Right, but Carolyn is many people like Gomer in the Bible. She's many different people in the Bible.
Yes.
So what's a name that would represent all of her? Carolyn? That's the name.
Gemini.
Ah, Carolyn's a Gemini. That's the most inclusive of all the different names. That's the boss.
Apparently.
The powerful Gemini. Okay, Carolyn. So we have a question here from Roxy, which follows from what we're talking about. She says, there's the Chateau Villers-Cotterets. That's V-I-L-L-E-R-S hyphen C-O-T-T-E-R-E-T. You know that chateau?
We do.
Right? She says, here in the chapel of that castle, Chateau Villers-Cotterets, is the Ionic column. I think she means the Dorian. Which column is on the RNA bottle?
Corinthians.
Corinthians, okay. Is it a Corinthian or Doric in the Chateau Villers-Cotterets? Whatever column's in there. Which one do you say it is?
Those are Doric.
In this place, she says, many important documents were made and signed, like the laws of registry of everybody and the blood, who can marry whom, do what, own what, etc. The recognition that French would replace La Langue Oc, the Basque, and Latin. So the nationalism of bringing the French vernacular, replacing the Basque language and the Latin, that was signed there. And the secret treaty to end the First World War, according to a historian, the First World War was the war, the Seven Years' War among the Habsburg, England, and France, where France lost a lot of North America. You know what I'm referring to? That ended in 1763. That was signed there.
The Habsburgs.
The Habsburgs did what?
That was the end of that.
The end of the Habsburgs?
Yep.
Okay. The new France, from Canada to Louisiana, were given to England and Spain. It is the link, she's saying it, I'm not sure what it is. It is the link between the castles, the houses, and America, St. Germain, Jefferson. So I think she's saying the chapel at the Chateau Villers-Cotterets, where all these signings take place, is the common denominator. And then she says, from the castle parted the last offensive that ended World War One. Now the castle's abandoned in ruins. But she's asking, what is the significance of that chapel? Why was everything signed there, Ion?
Ninth gate.
Does it have a ninth gate there?
It does.
That's not the meaning of the ninth gate on the ancient diagram, which is a safety host or a stop gap,
right,
or something.
That's right.
That's the meaning on the ancient chart. That's not the meaning of the phrase ninth gate as shown in the movie The Ninth Gate, correct? Two different meanings?
That is correct.
So the portal, there's a great portal. So was there, for the French aristocrats who could travel to other realm, no, to have the right word, to other pocket dimensions, you would say, or would you say just other worlds, parallel to other worlds?
Both.
Okay, pocket dimensions. Because there was interdimensional conflict or negotiations and obligations, these signings had to happen in the chapel that was a ninth gate so that people could go back and forth to figure out what they really wanted to sign. Correct?
John 10:9
is where that's discussed.
Yes.
Is John 10:9 referring to the actual castle, Chateau Villers-Cotterets?
Yes. It says, okay. I am the door. By me, if any man enter it, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture.
Okay, so was this portal in the geography, in the landscape there, and they built the chateau around the portal? Is that how you would do it? Or a portal would be created after?
No. It comes. All those have to be blessed. They have to be walked. You have to make sure they're not like bad things or icky, misty, nicky, icky things. You got to make sure they can't be on hallowed ground. There are a whole lot of requiems that have to come through there. You got to realize you got a whole world of vampires. You got all the watchers. You got all the immortals. You got all that crap. Them Bob Lemurian lizard damn people. And you got all that stuff flickering about. So they have to be very precise and careful that they don't put these things. That's why these castles and things last as long. Because other things don't last that long, Bob. There's very few things that last as long as these castles that are still standing today.
Does that mean they build the castle first and then do the protocols to have the gate in the castle?
Well, it's installed.
Do you select a place where it's going to be installed?
No, it's selected.
So any castle built anywheres, or even a little shack, can serve the protocols that you're just discussing to create a portal.
Yes, but rarely does it. Rarely does it, because typically when you have portals and you don't have time from the future, you can see how it applies, and then you can adjust it and pop it back through. And then you can adjust your lines.
Okay, but you were saying rarely. Rarely does it made from a little hovel. It's always
rarely.
Made from a strong castle, strong building.
Well, because otherwise they could make it a tree. Chad's very good at doing it with trees, but then trees fall down, and now it's a stump. Then the stump rots, and then you just have a stray hole where somebody walking along, and all of a sudden they slip through a damn world. It's not cool.
So actually having stone and then putting it in there is a protective mechanism, having the castle.
Too.
So people don't slip through it. Now, you would go into these details right when we're talking about a castle that is abandoned and in ruins. It didn't last.
Right. That's the point.
It didn't last because it was overused?
No, the future didn't see it. So it withered. The future doesn't use it, so it withered.
So those that were using it is a very important part of French national.
They'll stand forever.
No, the building didn't stand. So the people in the future didn't recognize the building, but somebody recognized it because they used it. But it wasn't from the future?
Can I ask a question?
No, let's figure this out. You know, you're saying it'll stand forever. No, it didn't. It collapsed. And it wasn't recognized by the future. So why would the one that is not recognized by the future be the one that so much activity was done in, Ion?
Well, it was just marked there. There was nothing else to it. It was forgotten after that.
What was the last? Well, it was signed at the end of World War II. They used it. The last offended. Something did at the end of World War I. Not World War II. World War I. That was the end of it, and it was not used for that kind of stuff anymore.
Correct.
Is it because the 20th century started to shift things around and the effect of electric environment, the guff starts to empty, maybe portals started to become open, a different relationship between the 14 group or whoever these ascended people that could go to different worlds, like Freemasons, that they had to deal with a different situation once the 20th century started to unfold?
Yes.
So the ninth gate was shifted by the new electric technology, its role in the Illuminati's, in the principalities changed? Is that what we're saying here in the 20th century? Do. You're going to say do? Do.
Yeah, we want to real bad.
I've gone too far.
Can I ask a question?
No, Carol, we're getting a new aspect.
You're not getting anything.
Carol's not interested in what
changed.
Yeah,
it's so good. It's just so wonderful. It's just so fabulous, but it's just so no.
It's so wrong.
He said so no. It's so no. Okay, so it fell away. Other places continued because the future recognized it. We're not going to make any significance of the fact that future didn't recognize that particular castle, even though it was well used.
Well, no, see, we're just saying that the whole thing is ridiculous. That part is ridiculous.
Duh.
What's ridiculous? Everybody organized the French culture for 400 years from that castle.
Okay, but if it was all that in a bag of chips, it'd still be standing today.
In other words, all those efforts of controlling things in the 19th, 18th, 17th, 16th century are nothing in the 20th century.
Gone. And it'll soon be, there won't be two stones to rub together very soon.
And there won't
it'll
even
be like
the
two stones
be,
to rub together.
Right. So the electric environment is over. Yeah. And there won't even be an electric environment.
Stop. Yeah, I was going to say, and the electric environment took over, and then we get rid of the electric environment. Then we won't even have anything to save the crime. The crime won't even be a crime because you'll obfuscate crime. It'll be noblesse oblige all over again.
I was just going to say that. So the electric environment's going to be obsolesced by Iondom. Correct?
It's in your inbox.
Someone sent me, or I found these musicians who are injured and paralyzed or in some clinic, and they've got headsets on, and they're making music with their thoughts. What do you make of that technology? Is that useful today?
I think just brain waves connected to sound.
The hip bone connected to the
head bone.
Hypothalamus and the thalamus. They're in the same body, so it's all good.
Here's another topic. No, it's a follow-up. Here, listen to this, Carolyn. You'll like this one, Carolyn. You'll like this.
take the gun and shoot him in the head, Carolyn. Yeah. That'll fix him.
No, I just throw fluffy little things at him.
Oh, hurt my arm. Hurt my arm.
That was just a person.
Yeah, this is just for you people out there listening. It's Rachel Lynn.
Okay, here's the question.
No, Carolyn, so the melting titanium was designed to make a new technology.
Will you close the window?
Of ESP. Are we getting any closer with what we were set out to make, melting titanium technology? Remember that?
Yes. Certainly. Certainly.
That's
okay,
more than brain waves, right, Ian?
It is more than brain waves. It's more than a feeling.
Point.
Of course it is.
Wasn't that funny? You see the shit I got to put up with to get some knowledge? You got Carolyn there selfishly wanting to talk about blood or some stupid fucking medical shit. I got to fight her off just to get a few facts. Okay, so let's go to the next part.
Those are the ones we actually like, the ones that don't believe it. That's actually good. The ones that just lap it up, you know, they go with it. They are dupes, as you say it. There's nothing they can do to embrace it. They just have to go with it. But if you kick a little, sometimes then you have your footings and you can stand up. So sometimes it's better to kick a little.
You mean kick at them and celebrate the ones who don't believe.
Uh-huh. You notice some folks that we talk to, some we just candy and just, just sugar would melt in your mouth. And, let me pat you on the hand. Let me love and just hold you and stretch you and cold. It's so sweet and loving and just be so kind and sweet. And other people just say, get the fuck out. We're done. You're done. It's over. And then the one time we embrace to a point where it's like, yeah, we'll tell some of the icky, yucky stuff. And it's like, we sort of been exposed. Then those are the ones that come back and go, yes, this is visceral. It's tactile. It's real. If this crazy non-physical knows this about me, it's real. I didn't even
know
it's about me.
Give me. Okay, so this is the last item, and this is February 18th, 2016, what we're listening to.
CNN is working real hard, and they do nothing.
They do nothing, and they talk.
And they make up the thing that they talk about. They even make up the shit that they're talking about. They don't even have things to talk about. They just make up the making up.
But they're serving people. Granted, it's little people. They are providing a service of... Can we not call it distraction? That's an overused term.
We don't even know what that means.
Well, what are they serving people with? They're nothing. What is that doing for people? Just distracting them.
It's staring. Just staring.
Which is like going out
and
experiencing the weather. It's like weather.
No. That's not what it's like at all. It's them talking about experiencing the weather, and they're quadriplegic and sitting in a damn cube, and they don't go outside ever. And they're moving heaven and earth telling you how the breeze is and how nice it is and how nice the weather is and how good it is to be in this world that they call it, how much it is that we know, that is known now, that we knew, that we didn't know we knew, that now we've just now uncovered that the secret of life is blah, blah, blah. And then blah, 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 they don't even have a fucking clue what that is. And yet that's what they're using all heaven and earth trying to describe, and they don't even go out and start to see the breeze. They can't prove there's a breeze. They're talking about the breeze. It's blowing in the breeze. They don't even know it. They don't even know. Well, we were there. And, you know, Edward R. Murrow, at least he went to somewhere. He did see something. What he told you about was something he actually experienced in a tactile, visceral kind of way. They don't even do that. They just make it up on a screen set.
McLuhan says that living in TV is a new nature. You're saying what you just said now, that little rant. You disagree with McLuhan. If McLuhan meant it's a new physiological thing for the brain, it's a new nature, the brain...
It would have arrived. It didn't arrive. It just got it more soupy. So now we're going to have an MSNBC and a CNBC and an NBC and an ABC and a BBC and all the CBDs and the VVDs and all those different things to say the same damn thing. And if you turn that on and listen to it for more than 15 minutes, they've said that every news has been news for all of the ages and eternity, and now they start repeating that same 15 minutes worth of world.
and the whole world is 15 minutes, and it's it, because people don't watch longer than 15 minutes. Then they got the thing on the screen where they're showing the Mojave Desert, and something's blowing up. Then they got the trail running across the mountain. Bernie Sanders had a bad bowel movement today, and the world is very upset. And Hillary Clinton busted an aneurysm in her head. She's wearing Coke bottle glasses again, because she's done had another myocardial infarction, little miniature stroke, and she just fell out again, and she's got these headaches, and she's getting this coughing spell, but she's hacking up her lung and barking like a dog on her damn little speeches, but she runs around here and got them Coke bottle glasses, and that runs for 15 minutes. And then there's reading on the bottom about how John Kerry might win the presidency, and he's not even running.
So McLuhan, he was foolish to say the media's new weather, but he meant it satirically.
It was satire.
That's why he said he did percepts, Carol, not concepts. A theory that media was a real new viable weather, that would be a theory. But a percept is satirical because percepts he defined as jokes. So he's making jokes. Do a lot of people know, understand McLuhan was joking, like the way I just said it, or that's pretty...
No, they don't. They didn't listen to him long enough, thank God, to even notice.
You seem to accept people. You say, start living. And you're saying, hanging around, listening to CNN, and engaging your computer looky box is not living.
No more than pornography will teach you how to be a good lover.
So you say, go out there and start loving in different ways. Experiencing living and not giving a fuck about much other than your own hedonistic pleasure.
Well, at the end of the day, that's what you end up doing anyway. But if it
right.
doesn't please you, if you lie about it, and you get all into it, and then you decide you're a homosexual all along, and you marry, and you have 9 kids and all this kind of stuff, and then you find out for sure you're still a homosexual, that's not going to change. So you might as well go with it.
I sometimes say that Ion came forth because people really got themselves in a technological virtual rabbit hole. And this is the time where there's going to be a choice to go into the Matrix for good.
Take the blue pill, Bob. Take the blue pill. Don't take the red one. Take the blue one.
I wonder which one's which. I don't remember which pill did what. But Ion, are you a Luddite? Are you against technological machinery?
We don't care. We're using it to our advantage, so we must like it very well.
But the ascended person is not within the dilemma of whether to use technology or not.
They're not, no. They know that robot's going to clean their damn house.
They like that.
Hell yeah. They don't got to pay a robot, they just got to own it. Oh, wait, now that's slaves. So if you make a whole band of robots that are your servants, can you call them nigger robots? Would that be all right? That wouldn't be derogatory to any cult or sect, would it?
I don't think so. But I'm not the one. I'm quite.
So that might be all right, then. Okay.
Well, I don't think it'll go by me.
Could we say colored? Is colored better with a colored robot? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Colored only.
In March 24, 2010, you warned us about the coming EMP, and then that will lead to the emptying of the guff. And now you're saying the guff is emptied. Maybe there's been some EMPs. Have we gone past that warning of March 24th, 2010? Or is there still some major EMP coming?
It's already passed.
Right, so the EMP ain't happening. It's been done.
Oh, it's already happened, Bob. That's what you're trying to recover from right now. Don't you understand that that's already occurred?
Well, did that occur in September 2008 when the too big to fail failed? Is that what we're talking
you
about?
You lost? No. TVs don't even work anymore. They had to be digitized. You even lost TV. The EMP crushed everything, Bob. The world is completely different now. When you lived in City Island, you had a technology and you had a world. Now
yeah.
you live in Maui. It's a completely different world now. Very few or anything works the same way that it did then. Telephones don't even work the same way anymore. The EMP happened, and you've rewritten it.
Are you defining the EMP when they displaced the analog TV?
Yeah. That's why they had to do it, because it was over.
So when you predicted March 24th, 2010, it was going to happen within 6 months in 2010.
And it did.
So what are you expressing caution or concern about today?
Nothing.
There's no problem.
There's some problems, but we're not focused on those. We're just letting those be. Dr. Sting said we should look to the happy side. We should get on the happy train. We're going to ride the happy ride. We're going to ride the ride happy. We're going to ride shotgun on the happy side of heaven right now.